You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul.
I love to see weak make strong.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day to join me. Here it is, Tuesday. We are tuning in here today to WGOD. You know, God is always broadcasting. All we need to do is tune into his frequency, and that's what we're doing now. God's got a word for you here today. He always has a word for you 24/7 when you go to where he's speaking, and that is through his word. That's where he speaks to us today, through his word, when you read it, and those who proclaim it, preachers. Now, we're in the middle of this series on Moses, the man of God. And we've got this sermon you're about to hear today and tomorrow and next week's. Moses walks to his own funeral, and that's going to do it. And then we will be in Philippians here coming up in the coming weeks. So, but God's doing a great work here at Island, and I invite you to come by here to the church. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We meet Wednesdays at 6 p.m. for Bible study. Roll out the blackboard or the dry erase board, and we have awesome studies in here in the Word of God. We're in Luke. We're going to go right to Acts here coming up in about 2 weeks. So that's what's going on Wednesdays. Sundays, I really teach the New Testament verse by verse. But at times like this, we go back and do what we're doing now. We're in the Old Testament. We're looking at Moses. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We'd love to see you. I invite you. Our church family will warmly greet you and welcome you, and you'll be part of the family here when you come by and visit. So that's one of the greatest things about this church, other than the way God is moving like he is how awesome the church family is, and they'll make you feel at home when you come by and visit here. Okay, let's get into the word now. Matter of fact, I'll let this opening play on Wednesday. Wednesday, if it is Wednesday in the end of this, don't forget about our Bible study tonight. If you've tuned in at 5:30 Wednesday night, hey, you still got 25 minutes. It's a perfect time to point your car to 1000 North Banana River Drive and come by and worship with us here tonight as we're in Luke chapter 24. We'd love to see you. Okay, let's get into the word now. This is Moses and the 10 plagues of Egypt. Moses and the 10 plagues of Egypt. That's where we're at this morning. It's been a great series, hasn't it, through looking at the life and person of Moses. We've got 2 weeks left. Last week, we looked at Moses and the name of God. Awesome seeing how the name of God points directly to Jesus, isn't it? You know, it's funny. I saw someone, I posted that video on Facebook, and someone wrote on my Facebook, they put, "Spare me." And I'm sorry that you feel that way. Spare you the name of God. And yet, I think about it, and you know what? He's right. I should spare him. Well, Jesus says, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before a swine. So you can let me know in advance, and I won't tell you that God loves you. That's the whole reason for my email, for my signature on an email. If you're offended that God loves you, then you've been deceived by somebody that hates you. Amen. You're offended that God loves you. Spare me. All right. Those that are hungry for the truth and for the word of God are gathered here this morning. Soon this place won't hold enough people that are hungry for the word of God. And when that happens, we'll have two services. As the Lord leads. Next week here at Island, we're going to wrap it up with this sermon, Moses Walks to His Own Funeral. Now here today, it's Moses and the plagues of Egypt. Before we go to Exodus, well, let me read this to you. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. That's one of the places we're going to be. You also, too, can go to Genesis chapter 18 if you want to put a finger in there as well. Now here, Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. So the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You will speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall speak to Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments." Verse 5. "And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them." Then Moses and Aaron did so, as the Lord commanded them. So they did. Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron was 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. What do you think, Ron's couple of young guys there, huh? 83. Now, regarding Pharaoh, for those of you that might say, well, that's not fair what happened to him. We're going to see today that Pharaoh certainly was no innocent bystander here. He's going to progressively harden his own heart. And besides all that, God knows what's inside a person. So Pharaoh was not innocent. Now let's pick it up here in Exodus chapter 7, starting in verse 14. Exodus, second book of the Bible, chapter 7. Verse 14. Let's look at these 10 plagues of Egypt. Let's see if we can find some application for us here in 2023. Now, as we get going, remember, the plagues of Egypt are very similar to the plagues that are listed in the book of Revelation as well. Now, here's another tidbit of information. Now, before we move on, regarding plagues and God. God will not treat believers and unbelievers the same at times like this. And here's the proof. That's what we're going to look at here now. Which really is the lesson for us here today. Remember, God will not treat you, believers, the same way as he treats unbelievers anytime the judgments of God fall on people. Let me give you a couple of examples for you to write down. We're going to read them. Let me read these to you here, starting with Exodus 8:22. God says, "On that day, I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people are living, so that no swarms of flies will be there, in order that you may know that I, the Lord, am in the midst of the land. I will put," hear what he says, Exodus 8:23. "I will put a division between my people and your people, and tomorrow this sign will occur." And this, Exodus 9:4, it says, "The Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so that nothing will die of all that belongs to the sons of Israel." Did you see that? Even the cows won't get hurt when the plague comes. Now that's what I call holy cow. One more, chapter 11, verse 7. But against any of the sons of Israel, a dog will not even bark. Bark! Whether against man nor beast. So that you may understand, the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. That's Exodus 11, verse 7. These are key to understanding how God operates. God does not treat the righteous and the wicked the same way. You're not thrown into the same judgment. There is no judgment for the believer. Judgment was carried out on the Son. That's why the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ. You won't be treated the same way. Now, a long time ago, Abraham and God went round and round about the judgment of God upon believers and unrepentant sinners. And that is found where I asked you to turn a minute ago. Genesis chapter 18. Now, after we get through this passage in Genesis, we'll be going through here in Exodus. But let me read this text to you here. Genesis chapter 18, you can turn there, that would be good, starting in verse 20. Hopefully you guys won't mind if I keep you till 12 today, is that all right? Or a couple minutes before? Any objections? Any objections? All right, I don't think so. Well, I don't want to do five plagues this week and five plagues next. Let's get the plagues over with. Good Lord. Right? Now, let's eavesdrop in on this conversation between Abraham and God. Now, God has taken on a body, so he's disguised himself because no one can see God and live. This probably is a pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. But anyway, Exodus chapter 18, verse 20. Now the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that's come to me. And if not, I will know. So the men, those are the two angels with them, the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood before the Lord. Verse 23, then Abraham came near. Boy, look how bold this is. I would never do that. Would you turn and walk up to God like Abraham did? What boldness on his part. Abraham came near and said to God, quote, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there's 50 righteous people in Sodom. Will you destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that are in it? Now look at verse 25. Look at the precedent that's being established today. The character of God. Remember, God said, I am the Lord. I change not. He's the same. Always, he doesn't change. He's not flippy-floppy, wishy-washy, does this one day and this another. He's the same. So take these scriptures to heart. Look at what Abraham says to Almighty God. Verse 25, he says, far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous would be regarded the same as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Verse 26, so the Lord said, if I find 50 righteous people in Sodom, then I'll spare the whole place for their sakes. Don't forget that. God does not change. God does not change. He's not going to drop an atom bomb on Merritt Island with this church still around here. He wouldn't do that because he doesn't treat you and unbelievers the same. Unbelievers, he's throwing out life preservers day in and day out. All day long, he says, I've stretched out my arms to a disobedient people. again. All right, so they go back and forth. Abraham finding the boldness to inquire of God concerning the destruction of Sodom. Now, verse 32. Then he said, this is Abraham, probably hiding down here by this point, peeking his head out around the corner as he's arguing with Jehovah about this. Listen what he says. Let not the Lord be angry, and I'll speak just gulp once more. Suppose there's 10 righteous people in here, God. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10 people. So the Lord went his way. As soon as he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham went back to his place. Now, this is what I want you to remember. God will not slay the righteous alongside the wicked. He just doesn't do that. I've given you much evidence. Again, God said to Malachi the prophet, I am the Lord, I change not. Now here is the precedent. God will do something with his people before judgment comes. God will do something with his people before judgment comes. If you have to go through the tribulation, I believe that God once again will make a distinction between the righteous and the wicked. Then again, we're living in Sodom once again here now today, aren't we? Turn the television on if you doubt me. There, the angels removed the righteous right before judgment. Okay. We're ready now for these 10 plagues. But remember, God's always done this. He has a track record of doing this. Look at the times. How many times has the judgment of God fallen in the world? Number one, Noah. What happened at Noah's time? The flood was the judgment, but what happened to the people? There was an ark. Peter said, in which 8 people were saved. Out of all the people, remember, God kept his word, you see. He wouldn't wipe out the city if there was 10. Here, they couldn't find more than 8. So they built an ark. Everyone that was righteous, that had faith, went on the ark. It was only one family. 8 people in all went on the ark. Everyone else perished. But God established himself that he doesn't treat the righteous and the wicked the same way. I bet you if you found that ark today, you'd find scratch marks on the outside of it from people that didn't believe God at his word when he told them to repent, that judgment was coming, just like today out here today on the street. Judgment's coming. Number 2, the second time here is Egypt. What happened in Egypt? I just read to you 4 or 5 promises where God promises not to treat the people of Israel, even the cows. He's not going to treat the cows the same way. He's not going to treat your cat the same way. He's not going to treat your dog the same way. And I was thinking, past and present, why not the future as well, for that matter, right? Let me read this verse to you real quick. Revelation chapter 12, verses 5 and 6 says this. Speaking of the believers on the earth at the end times. She, born a male child who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. What he's saying is at the end of the age during the tribulation, God is going to protect his people for 3.5 years. Past, present, and future. Same God does the same thing. He protects his people during judgment. Okay, let's get into this list here. Number 1, every one of these Every one of these, I'll give you the scripture where it's at. It's on the handout, actually. Number one, waters turn to blood. So the Lord said, this is Exodus 7:14. And I've got a lot to read today. So the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning when he goes out to the water, and you shall stand by the river bank to meet him. And the rod which was turned to a serpent you shall take in your hand. And you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews, that is, I am, remember? The great I am, the Lord, the being, has sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you would not hear. Thus says the Lord, by this you will know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they will be turned to blood, and the fish that are in the river shall die. The river will stink. The Egyptians will loathe to drink the water of the river. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, say to Aaron, take your rod and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their streams, over their rivers, over their ponds, over all their pools of water, that they may become blood. And there will be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in buckets of wood and pitchers of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded. He lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the water that was in the river turned to blood. The fish that was in the river died. The river stank. And the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river. So there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. That's the same as one of the plagues in the book of Revelation. One of these two witnesses we read here turns all the water into blood. These are very similar to the plagues that are going to take place here at the end of the age. This Revelation 11:6. They have power over the waters to turn them to blood. All right, number two, second plague, frogs. I always said frogs were evil. They are evil. I hear stories of people with frogs looking in their windows. Each time they're in the Bible, they represent evil. Let me read. And I'm in chapter 8, verse 1. Following along here. You're in one place, but follow us along here. We're in the second book of the Bible. Chapter 8, verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all of your territory with frogs. So the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into your house, into your bedroom, on your bed, into the houses of your servants, on your people, into your ovens, and into your kneading bowls. Imagine that. Imagine it, ordering ribs and out comes barbecued frogs. Or else into your kneading bowls. That would be bullfrog rye. Everywhere you turn.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study and Sunday mornings for service at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. Maybe I